بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تغليظ اليمين اليمين الكاذبة أمانة. There is a next chapter and it is with regard to taking a false oath intentionally for some worldly gain. That is when, like, we're doing business, many people have got the habit, they say, Wallah, I bought this at this price and I'm giving it to you at this price. But they are lying. They didn't buy it at that price. They are inflating the price and then they say we are making just a small profit. Or many times we're telling somebody that, Wallah, I'm giving this to you at a special price and we are charging him even more. Unfortunately, this qasam has become quite common also, where people take this false qasams. So this is a very serious sin as well, that for just to gain some worldly gain, a person takes a false qasam. In the same way, many times, when it comes to the inheritance, then a person says that he takes qasam, and he says that my father, my mother gave this to me in her lifetime, whereas they did not give it. He takes a false qasam to get a property or to get a bigger share or whatever else it may be. So to gain this worldly gain with a false promise in the name of Allah Ta'ala, this is also a serious sin. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ says that نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said من حلف على مال امرئ مسلم بغیر حقه. A person who takes the qasam of Allah Ta'ala, he takes a oath. In other words, he made Allah's name so cheap that not only to gain a better gain of this dunya, but falsely he lied and he took Allah's name. A person who takes that, and in order to get the wealth of another Muslim. Yeah, Muslim is referred to, though it can be even a non-Muslim. But usually Muslims' dealings are more with Muslims. Especially when in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they were all Muslims finally in Madinatul Munawwara, in Makkatul Mukarrama. But this refers to anyone, even a non-Muslim. If we take a false oath and we get the petty gains of this dunya. So if a person takes the false oath in the name of Allah for any wealth of any other person without its right, in other words, he's lying and he's taking a false oath. لَقِيَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ عَلِيهِ غَضْبَانِ. He will meet Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah in a condition that Allah is angry with that person. And the anger of Allah Ta'ala is worse than the fire of Jahannam also. The fire of Jahannam is so severe, but an expression of the anger of Allah is the fire of Jahannam. But the anger of Allah Ta'ala is even more worse. Like we know many people, when they are angry, how they are. And if they hit you also, it's not so bad, but that anger is terrible. And when where there is true love and true appreciation, a person is very upset when for the person that has done so much good for him and is so good to him, but now he became angry with him. In other words, that, like, for example, a husband who does everything for his wife, but now the husband has become angry. The wife cannot tolerate it. Though she's got a beautiful house still to stay in, all the comforts, everything. But the husband, if there is true love and there is appreciation and loyalty, she can't take the anger of the husband. Or the other way around. So Allah's anger is even worse than the fire of Jahannam. ثُمَّ قَرَأَ عَلَيْنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ مِصْدَاقَهُ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam substantiated this what he said from the kitab of Allah, that is from the Quran Sharif, that this is not only a hadith, but it is taken from the Quran as well. And he read the ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَشْتَرُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ وَأَيْمَانِهِمْ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. That person, those who sell the covenant of Allah, that is this promise of Allah, this qasam of Allah which they make, and they sell it, and their own oaths, and they take their own oaths also for a small price. Dunya, no matter how big it is, the price of it is very small. The person who will get the smallest place in Jannah, the lowest place, will be 10 times bigger than this dunya. So one small plot of this dunya, one property, one amount of money in this dunya, it is so small. And this dunya is ordered, it is not even the Jannat. 10 times will be the lowest place for a person who gets Jannat compared to this dunya. So for such a small petty gain, a person reduced the name of Allah so low, therefore is this punishment for such a person. And not only that, Allah shall neither speak to them. That is, that Allah will be so angry. And if Allah does speak, it will be in a very, very angry way that Allah will speak. And in the Akhirat, everyone will realize what great favors Allah had done to him. Clearly, here we are using our eyes, our minds, our legs, our heart is functioning, liver is functioning, but we never even think of it and thank Allah Ta'ala. There we will realize what we're going to have today for breakfast now. We don't know how many creations of Allah has worked for it so that that porridge of ours can be ready. The bowl, the spoon can be ready. The stove, the electricity can be ready. How many things are working from how long so that we can have that one cup of tea, that one grain of sugar. Qiyamah's day we will realize all this. Then we will realize that I was so unfaithful to Allah Ta'ala. So, and then Allah will be angry and upset and not speak to him nor look at them on the day of Qiyamah. When a person really loves somebody and that person doesn't even look at you, how upset don't you feel? But that is all on the condition that you're a human being. And you know what is loyalty, and you know what is faithfulness, and a person who has done so much for you, and you upset that person, nor shall he purify him. They won't be purified. In other words, they will have to go to Jahannam to get purified. And for them is a painful punishment. So this is a very serious sin, that is to usurp the rights of somebody and take it in the name of Allah, making Allah's name so cheap. And unfortunately in our business transactions, this thing has become common. And for many people, every second word, Wallahi, Wallahi, taking the qasam of Allah Ta'ala, this is very serious. This hadith explains the grave sin of usurping the property of another Muslim or any other person, not only Muslim, even non-Muslims, to usurp their property by means of a false oath that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will be angry with him is an expression denoting that Allah Ta'ala will punish him for his wrong. This particular sin is especially evil because he wrongly utilized the greatness of Allah Ta'ala's name in an oath for the purpose of acquiring a lowly item of this temporary world. وعن أبي أمامة أياس بن ثعلبة الحارثي رضي الله تعالى عنه حضرت أبو أمامة أياس بن ثعلبة الحارثي رضي الله عنه says أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said من اقتطع حق امرئ مسلم بيمينه, a person who cuts the right, who usurps the right of a fellow Muslim, or in fact any other person, even a non-Muslim, with a qasam of Allah Ta'ala, فَقَدْ أَوْجَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ النَّارِ, Allah will make the fire of Jahannam compulsory for that person. فَقَالَ لَهُ رَجُلٌ, a person asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَإِنْ كَانَ شَيْئًا يَسِيرًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, even if it is just a small little thing, that is not a big thing, just a small thing, and you took qasam. قال وَإِذْ كَانَ قَضِيًّا مِنْ أَرَاقٍ, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even if it is just a twig of the Araq tree, the Araq tree is the tree from which the most of our biswaks are made. That tree, so just a tweak of that, if a person took a false qasam, for that person also is the fire of Jahannam. Like the previous hadith, that hadith also explains the severity of the sin of usurping the right of another person by means of a false oath. This hadith elaborates further on the punishment by explaining that such a sinner will enter hellfire. Ulama have stated that the mention of him Not entering paradise, Jannat, in addition to him entering hell, is to express the severity of the crime, or to show that he will forever remain in Jahannam if he assumed his sinful action to be permissible. This is even worse. One is a person does it as a sin, he admits it as a sin, and he doesn't make tawbah, and Allah doesn't forgive him, he will be punished for it, but he will enter Jannah. But a person commits a sin, and he regards it as jais and permissible, this is very serious. For such a person who changes the Shariat like that, for him is forever the fire of Jahannam. So we should be very careful. If we are weak, we do wrong, we even took somebody's property, somebody's money with a false promise, then accept it, make tawbah, istighfar. Allah will hopefully forgive us, but don't regard it as jais. A thing which is najais in Shariat, don't make it jais. This is a very serious crime. The mention of the branch of the Araq tree is to highlight that any degree of injustice is sinful, irrespective of the magnitude. That whatever that sin is, even a small thing that we assert wrongly, that is also haram. Many people in many things, for example, we're selling a car, and if we can change the odometer, the mileage on the car, we change it and we take qasam that it has only done so much. Or we register it in the wrong year, and the model of the car, we say it is this year's car, etc. All that, and we take qasam on it, these are very serious crimes, and we should learn to do our business transactions also correctly. Because it is not only a guna, then our earning is also haram. If our earning is haram, our food and clothing is haram. If that is haram, then what is the value of our namazes, etc.? So it's very important that we correct these matters so that we can have halal, and there's a lot of barakat in the halal.